much about.
You gotta put it in the perspective.
All right, we got the tenor sax, vocal group, piano, drums, and guitar. We're all set to make a hit rock and roll record. Now let's hear it.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Across town, residents are now picking up the pieces as well. Large hailstones destroyed mobile homes, busted out windows, and car tail lights.
Man, them jokers was big, size of a quarter doggone.
Many said it sounded like nothing they've ever heard before.
He said, kapooya, kapooya. And your boy that hell just came in. I looked at my, opened my door, and I looked out my door and started hitting me in my head. I took off running, ran to my restroom, and then I called my mama to see what she all right.
And now.
I'm so hot, I need some mother loving up in mitts. I'm so hot, I need some mother loving up in mitts.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bijo. It is Wednesday morning, the 23rd of August.
Chip, what happened to your boyfriend, GMC Faux Show?
I don't know, man. Felt the face of the planet, I think.
He really did.
What a bummer.
He was one of my favorites, man. He had a hot streak there. I mean, you can't sustain the level of creativity GMC Faux Show had forever.
Well, of course.
You know, you're only a hit maker for a few years, but then he just dropped off the face of the earth like he just doesn't do anything anymore.
He probably made enough money off of those songs.
Oh, yeah.
He could retire.
Just live in large right now. Oh, yeah.
You know how rich you get on SoundCloud.
Right?
That's where the dollars are, man.
That's right.
How's everybody?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. I just got an email from Omar that says I have to play this, so hang on.
All right.
Oh, never
bring it
good.
Up. I think it's going to be good.
It's never good, right? All right, are we ready?
Oh. I'm ready if y'all are.
I'm ready.
I did say ready.
Are you ready?
I did say that. Yeah?
All right. Play it again! Play it again!
All right, hang on a second. I'm scared it's going to jump to something else in my iTunes that might be inappropriate, but here we go.
All right, are we ready?
I'm ready if y'all are.
I'm ready.
I did say ready.
Are you ready?
I did say that. Yeah?
All right. So apparently we're ready, you guys.
Yep.
So cute.
That's good news.
Thank you, Omar. That's a good start.
Yeah, it's the best. Thanks, man.
Look, we got a lot of show today with some great guests, and I'm looking forward to it. But we have to start with this. And Allie, I know you saw this yesterday, this Robert Lee story out of Virginia.
Oh, for the love of God.
What's happening in the world today, you guys? Robert Lee is a broadcaster for ESPN. He has been calling college football for 20 years. Went to Syracuse, by the way, like our friend Andrew Siciliano. And he does. He's not a big name. He doesn't do you don't see him calling Alabama, but he calls a lot of the smaller games, and he's been a good broadcaster for a long time. Well, he was pulled from calling the University of Virginia home opener that is coming up September 2nd, weekend after next, against William & Mary, because his name is Robert Lee, and it's too close to Robert E. Lee.
Are you kidding me?
I first thought it was a joke.
It looks like The Onion. Yeah. It does look like something The Onion would say. Yes, because the ESPN apparently is concerned that there will be unnecessary attention paid to the fact that his name is similar. By the way, just to make sure there's no misunderstanding, he is not the Confederate War general from the Civil War. Okay, this is a different guy.
So
this
it's not
is
the
a,
same person.
No, he's a young Asian man.
Asian dude. Right, exactly. And he's being pulled off the game because of his name. And as somebody pointed out, nothing takes a stand against racism better than banning an Asian guy from a TV job because of his name.
That's unbelievable.
It is hard to imagine. And I have to ask, and I don't know, and I've seen multiple reports that have not clarified this for me. Do you think somebody complained?
No.
Or do you think ESPN just said, well, we just want to make sure nobody complains, so we're going to pull them?
I saw a report, and it's not confirmed, so I don't know if it's absolutely true, but somebody didn't want Robert becoming a meme. They didn't want to put undue problems on Robert Lee. They were protecting him, is what they're saying. But here's the thing.
That sounds like a complete lie.
It's all ridiculous.
Right.
But what ESPN managed to do was lessen all the issues with the actual statues and make that almost a joke. They've managed to make people go, oh, this is how ridiculous it's gotten. They're playing right into the hand of everything they're trying not to do.
Interesting. Interesting point. I think it's a dumb move, but don't you agree that people would point it out if he were on that broadcast? He would become a meme, and people would say, I mean, hey, nice job, ESPN, putting Robert Lee on the broadcast in the University of Virginia.
Then we could make fun of those people.
Maybe, but ESPN cutting that off before it even starts is absurd.
Yeah, they're saying someone leaked it to embarrass them.
Here's their statement. We collectively made the decision with Robert to switch games as the tragic events in Charlottesville were unfolding simply because of the coincidence of his name, according to an ESPN spokesman. In that moment, it felt right to all parties. It's a shame that this is even a topic of conversation, and we regret that who calls play-by-play for a football game has become an issue. But as Allie points out, they're kind of the ones who made it an issue, right?
Yeah.
He speaks English and fluent Mandarin Chinese too. Again, not the same guy who.
Not the original America.
By the way, there have been some very funny tweets now as a result of this statement, including this one from 1862 until his surrender in 1865. ESPN college football announcer Robert Lee commanded the Confederate Army of Northern Virginia. Another. I wish Skip Bayless was named Robert Lee while he was at ESPN. A third. In light of the ESPN Robert Lee fiasco, can we try to find a Confederate general named Joe Buck?
Oh, Marsh.
Remember last week when everybody was like, oh, I can't wait for college football to start to make all this BS go away? Well, that didn't happen. I love this. This is the funniest one, I think, from actual Senator Orrin Hatch, who's an old white guy. If you happen upon a Civil War era Orrin Hatch in your reading, do not be alarmed. That was also me.
Oh, that's sad.
So anyway, yes, that's where we've gotten to. If your name is Robert Lee, apparently you can't be on TV at the University of
Virginia. That's just insanity.
It doesn't sound real.
ESPN has just made everyone who hated the left-wing liberals for overreacting to everything look so much dumber.
Yeah.
Congratulations, ESPN. You effed yourself.
That's crazy.
I think you're right.
Wow. You played yourself. Is that Khaled? All right.
Sure.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Keep the story together, Boo, because everybody sees it, and I don't know why you think that we don't.
All right. Take it easy. Mama Muggs is going to be on the show today.
Yeah.
She famously said that every time the Dodgers fall behind, she turns off the TV. She can't take it.
Yeah.
And they've had 40
she's missed a lot.
Comeback wins this season.
I don't know if they were ever behind in last night's game, but they did win again last night.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's Wednesday, so we got the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. We've got your Mayweather-McGregor pay-per-view on the program today. You're going to have to play a game to win those. We have the Bachelor in Paradise report with Petros Papadakis.
I heard they sat down with DeMario last night and walked through his version of the stories of what happened in that hot tub.
Oh, I thought they were going to put all of that behind them and move on.
Why would they if it'll get clicks?
Yep.
Bean makes his guess on the show today, and we're going to talk to the quarterback for USC. Sam Darnold is on the program as well. We will take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 551.
Hey, USC quarterback Sam Darnold joins us in the 6 o'clock hour this morning here on K-Rock.
Sam Darnold?
Is that not his name?
Nope.
Darnold. Sam Darnold. Sorry. Who's Sam Darnold? He's an actor.
We don't know.
All right, hang on. Let me look it up now.
I mean, you don't have to look it up.
No, let him look it up. Go ahead, Bean.
How about if we start the Showbiz Beat?
Apparently there is no Sam Darnold.
Okay.
It's a different guy named Darnell.
Hmm. My friend had a Cabbage Patch Kid named Darnell.
Okay.
That's probably
it. That must have been it. That's what I was thinking of. Hey, Allie's in for Ralph with the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday morning. What's going on?
Something I'm looking so forward to. Jerry Seinfeld doing a stand-up special for Netflix called Jerry Before Seinfeld. It's going to air on September 19th. It's an hour-long special set at New York City's Comic Strip nightclub, and he's going to show off all the legal pads with every joke he's ever written since 1975.
No kidding.
That's a lot of legal pads, right?
Did you watch some of the trailers for that yesterday?
That's a 17-hour show, too.
Amazing. Yeah,
it looks really good.
Yeah, he's going to have childhood videos throughout it. It's just going to be a look into the Jerry Seinfeld we never really got to know. So I am super excited about
all in.
That
sounds great.
All in. September 19th, Netflix. It's good. I don't know about you, but I haven't cared about Dancing with the Stars since I first heard about Dancing with the Stars. But the upcoming 25th season might have twins on, but not twins that are related to each other.
What's that you say?
Let me explain.
Okay, please.
Word broke yesterday that WWE star Nikki Bella, who of course is part of the Bella Twins.
Sure.
Her and her twin sister, Total Divas. And Drew Scott, who's one half of HGTV's Property Brothers, have been cast on next season's Dancing with the Stars. They're
going big.
They're going huge
this time.
They mean
it this time.
Yeah. But they won't announce the full cast until they do that big Good Morning America. Oh, and then we've got him and him. So it's just a rumor at this point. But Nikki Bella.
Oh, come on.
And Drew Scott. Would you rather have Nikki Bella or Brie Bella, do you think? If you had to pick a Bella twin to be
probably
on.
Probably Nikki all day.
Nikki, yeah. Yeah. Plus Brie, I think, just had the baby. So she's probably busy being a mom.
She bugs, though, too.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh.
These are people that Allie actually knows something about.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I love Nikki and Brie Bella, especially when she goes into Brie mode and she's just, woo, she's nuts.
What about the star part of Dancing with the Stars?
Nope.
Okay.
No, not for a very, very long time. Bean, it's right Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
The wait is almost over.
Yes, Friday. Can't wait.
For big, big day. Kevin.
Another eclipse?
Huge day.
What?
No, bigger. This eclipses the eclipse. Am I right, Bean?
You certainly are.
New music from Taylor Swift.
And this is such a good night. What even God?
What even God? It's true. You know how she wiped all of her social media clean? Everything from Tumblr to Facebook to Twitter to Instagram. And she's just been showing, it's like a snake, right? A little bit of a snake moving its little tail.
Mm-hmm.
Do snakes have tails?
Yeah, sure they do.
Okay. So it's just been a snake. And people are like, what's happening? So supposedly she's releasing new music on Friday. Now people are wondering, oh, is it just a single from the sixth album? Is it the whole album? Bean, you've probably done a deep dive. What say you?
No one knows. They're playing this one very close to the vest. We do not know.
And rumored to be debuting the music video for said single, if it is only a single, at this Sunday's MTV Video Music Awards.
Here's my prediction, by the way.
Yes.
Pain. No, my prediction is that she and Katy Perry are going to very publicly make up and appear together on stage at the VMA Sunday night.
Do you think?
I do.
Well, that would be lovely and go totally against my next story.
Uh-oh. She took out a hit on Katy Perry, didn't she? She hired someone to murder her?
No. Well, Katy Perry is hosting the VMAs on Sunday.
Right.
Taking place at the Forum. But apparently, Katy Perry still kind of fueling the flames in the feud with Taylor Swift.
Good.
Saying she issued a public apology earlier in the summer, but she revealed in a new interview that she hasn't heard anything about ending their beef. And speculation is her new song, Swish Swish, is about Taylor, while insiders tell Us Weekly that Taylor, quote, honestly wants no part of this and refuses to engage in the drama. Baby, you're a
fire. You were. Oh, hey, Katy Perry. Come on, show the world. You were. You go, girl. Sounds to me like the disinformation campaign is working so
right?
that it will be more jaw-dropping when they walk out on stage holding hands Sunday night.
Conspiracy Bean. I like it.
Pop star Taylor Swift is the latest in a long line of celebrities peddling death.
Oh.
Wow, I didn't think I'd ever agree with Alex Jones.
Yeah. He'll be at the VMAs, too.
I'm sure he will.
No, he won't. He might. Listen, I don't know.
So Taylor Swift might have a new album out, but Queens of the Stone Age does have a new album out on Friday. And that eclipses Taylor Swift. So back to you.
I mean, to you.
Yeah.
And 99% of right-thinking Americans.
Correct. Thank you.
All right. Good stuff. Let's talk about some birthdays, shall we? It's August 23rd. Stone Temple Pilots guitarist Dean DeLeo. DeLeo? DeLeo. DeLeo. Mm-hmm. 56. It's a tough morning.
He does not have good luck with lead singers.
No. Comedian Jay Moore is 47.
Hey, Jay.
Actor Scott Kahn is 41. Is he the one that you Googled a picture of Jay Moore and he came up and you posted his picture instead of Jay's?
Mm,
do you remember that?
That's tough to No, that's tough to recall. I do that daily, so.
But this one was really funny because it was so far from Jay Moore. And since Jay's your friend, you would think you would know his face.
I mean, it doesn't happen all the time.
All right, but we'll look into that.
Yeah.
Oh, how sad. It says former Laker Kobe Bryant. It's 39. That just looks sad. Former Laker.
Mm-hmm.
You'll always be a Laker, Kobe. Stroke singer Julian Casablancas is 39. And rapper Little Yachty is 20. I'm Allie McKay and for Off Garmin.
By the way, ahead of our guest here, I just want to say real quick, we earned a lot of respect from our listeners with our grasp of math in that last conversation.
Right. Everybody's given us high marks.
Yeah. Ricardo writes in, according to that stat teacher calculations that we just had on, if you buy $25 worth of tickets, you have a 1 in 8 chance of winning. Guess what I'm doing today? Bye, bitches. Elisa writes in, that lottery conversation was amazing, guys. It's only 6:15 in the morning, and I already feel like the smartest person around. Thanks. So I think we got it. I think we figured it out, so no more emails necessary on that. All right, let's turn our attention to college football. For a lot of people, the most exciting time of the year. A lot of people think it's the very best sport there is, and a lot of anticipation this year, especially for the USC Trojans, because they are ranked number 4 in the preseason AP Top 25. A lot of that is due to their phenomenal young quarterback, Sam Darnold, who joins us on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Sam.
How's it going?
So, Sam, I guess we should confess, Kevin. Let's not geek out too much, but what were we doing immediately before we got Sam on the phone?
We were thinking about the Rose Bowl last year.
And watching video of the Rose Bowl last year and reliving it all over again. How often does that game pop up in your mind, Sam?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was a great game. Great game at Penn State. You know, their fans, I think one reason why it's memorable is because, you know, the atmosphere was so great. You know, it was almost 50-50 in terms of, you know, the Penn State fans and the Trojan fans there. So it was a great atmosphere, but obviously, you know, back and forth game. But try not to think about it too much now with the season coming up, kind of in the past. But, you know, right after it happened, you know, I watched it a couple times on, you know, the TV copy and then obviously multiple times on in the film room, just kind of analyzing ourselves. But, yeah, it was obviously a great game by both teams and definitely memorable.
How are you able to, as a freshman, not let that kind of pressure get to you?
I think you just got to remain poised, but I think one way that I do that is just knowing that I'm comfortable with myself, you know, having faith in my abilities and just, I guess, just being comfortable in my own skin. And that's kind of how I was raised, what my parents, you know, my parents kind of taught me how to be that way. And also my, you know, I always believe that, you know, I'm a product of my environment. And, you know, just the people who I surrounded myself with when I was a kid, you know, they were, you know, fine with me doing whatever I wanted to, but at the same time wouldn't let me get in trouble. So it was just, you know, I had a great friend group and a great family that, you know, kept me grounded.
Without naming anyone in specific, there has been a lot of talk in this preseason about the balance of classes and football for students such as yourself.
Right.
How tough is that for you to juggle, Sam? How much trouble do you have doing everything you got to do as both a player and a student?
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. It's tough. But at the same time, you know, I embrace it. I think, you know, life is hard and, you know, life doesn't get easier. So juggling school and football, it's tough. But, you know, I embrace it. And, you know, at USC we get so much help here in tutoring and just all the coaches kind of, you know, pushing our academic standards that we have here at USC. I think, you know, we can really only have success, you know, and if someone fails, it's really on them. And that's just, you know, for me, as long as I put the effort in and, you know, my attitude remains the same, then I feel like I'm going to find success.
The foregone conclusion in the press, and I know you try not to pay much attention to it, is that you are out of there after this year, that you're definitely NFL bound. Is that something you even think about now, or do you try to, like, stave off all thoughts of what's next until at least the end of the football season?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think about it at all. At least I try not to. You know, it's something that's in the future, and right now all we're focused on is this season. So, yeah, I mean, just with that being said, I think all I can focus on is this year, and
I got to be honest, it's all I would think about.
Yeah, I'd be like, do I want to finish this report right now? Do I want to worry about this?
How long till I can get on Ballers, I'd be thinking.
No, we have a lot to accomplish this season. And I think since we have so much to accomplish and, you know, we have so much to look forward to, I'm really, really focused. And I don't want to screw it up by any means.
Hey, Sam, I wanted to ask you this. This is a way back question, but when you were playing football coming up, and of course, especially when you were in high school at San Clemente and stuff, USC was always on your radar as the team you wanted to play for, or did you, yeah. or do you have other schools? No, not at all. It was always USC.
Yeah, I mean, well, when I first was getting offers, you know, obviously, because I didn't get the USC offer until late my junior year. So I was really focused on, you know, the schools that were offering me, because I was going to go and play for a school that gave me a full scholarship. I wasn't going to try to walk on anywhere. So, you know, I was focused on, you know, the schools like Utah and Duke for a little bit. And then once that USC offer came, you know, growing up a USC fan, really just kind of born and raised a Trojan, I think. You know, it was a no-brainer for me.
Did you think it was going to come, or was there a time when you were just like, all right, I got to go to Utah?
No, I mean, you know, I had my doubts and everything, you know. I had my expectations and all that kind of stuff, but I think that just goes back to kind of living, you know, day by day and not knowing what's going to happen and just, you know, putting forth my best effort and attitude that I can every single day.
We are talking to Sam Donald, quarterback for the USC Trojans. By the way, the season starts for USC with three straight home games, which is a little bit of a blessing, I imagine, Sam. You got to feel pretty good about that. And I just wondered, because so much of the alumni are really looking forward to this Texas rematch coming up on September 16th. I mean, is that the type of thing that you, as a guy who grew up following USC, is that the type of thing you kind of carry in the back of your mind, that this game's more significant than a lot of other games too?
I think every game is significant, especially with where we want to go with the playoff system and all that. But, you know, at the same time, you know, I was around for that game in 2005. You know, it was a bummer for me and a bunch of my friends and my family. So definitely want to win that one for myself and, you know, everyone around me, but also, you know, the alumni, because there is such a rich tradition here.
I just love the idea of little 9-year-old Sam watching that game on the TV going, one day I'm going to grow up, I'm going to get revenge on this game.
It's awesome. It's kind of been a dream of mine, and why not just kind of carry on the trend that's been going on this offseason?
Why not, indeed? Well, you certainly have given USC Trojans fans an awful lot to get excited about. And, you know, we look forward to college football every year, Sam, like you do, too. But there's something special going on this year with your program, man. And we love the coach, and we love the guys you got around you. And we're psyched for you, dude. We really are.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Thank you, Sam. Don Henley on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 K. Nope. Or what?
Nope.
What?
No, that's the Atari's cover. But, by the way, we should do, let's pick a day. And let's play all of our favorite K-Rock cover songs in one day.
All right. I'm
Wouldn't
down
that
with
be
that.
Fun?
Yeah.
There's so many good ones. I think that would make the list. I love that cover.
I do too, but it's very, very much like the original.
Well, a lot of times that is the case. And it does kind of make you wonder why, what's the point?
Right.
But a lot of people, maybe, you know, Atari's fans may not even have known the original song. It's been
true.
A few years, so there you go. Hey, Muggs, how you doing, buddy?
How you doing, Beaner?
You ready for a little B-Mix's Guess?
Hell to the mother effing yeah.
B-Mix's Guess, yeah.
B-Mix's
Guess, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
Penis a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for B-Mix's Guess.
Yes.
I don't feel that any of those sound bites that Omar pulled are
appropriate.
You bring
it up every time. I think we're all good with it.
I don't
all
understand.
Good. Everything's good.
Great intro.
I love this one so much, you guys. Once again, we go back to Ranker, which is exactly what you think. Ranker.com is nothing but crowdsourced list on the internet. So this is what the people who go to Ranker believe is the correct order for this list. And I think you guys are going to be very excited by today's list.
All right.
The best hair metal bands of all time.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the best hair metal bands of all time. Now, who you consider a hair band may be different than who I consider a hair band, but I don't think anybody on this list is going to surprise you. Some seem more legitimate to me than others, but they're all in the conversation. 80s hair metal served an important role in music history, says Ranker.com. A lot of people are quick to dismiss this period of music as just silly, but what it did was bridge the gap from classic rock to grunge, and some of the greatest songs in the history of rock are on this list, whether you like it or not. So we're looking for the best hair metal bands of all time. Kevin, you are at the head of the table. Customarily, you get to go first, and let's see if we can get you on the board.
Europe.
I'm sorry, Europe
Final
did not...
Countdown.
I mean,
he had great
it's
hair.
A final It's not a terrible guess. They came in at number 25 on this list.
Kevin, could you sing that again?
I love the synthesizer.
Just in case you guys didn't recognize it.
Yeah.
Europe came in at number 25 on the list. This list, by the way, because I think you guys are going to do so well. Usually we try to nail the top 10. I think we should. I think we'll hit the top. I think we'll get most of the top 15. On
you
this
do.
List.
Okay.
I think that's how well y'all will do. All right, beer mug in for Ralph Garman today. What say you?
Poison.
Yeah. Poison. Poison is number 3 on the list.
Wow. Really?
Mugs.
Very well done, Mugs. Miss Allie McKay, I believe this is going to be your category, my dear.
Motley Crue.
Only number 1. Yeah, Motley Crue, the greatest hair metal band of all time, according to Ranker.com. Well done. You have a point. Kevin, back around to you.
Striper.
Well.
Are you trying or?
I'm trying, Bean.
Is Chip just giving you comedy answers? Striper came in at number 30 on the list. Number 30. So not quite
now
top 50.
I'm just trying to get ones that aren't in the top 30, and that seems to be difficult.
All right, Beer Mug, what say you?
Twisted Sister.
Show me Twisted Sister. Yeah. Number 15, by the way.
No, we ain't gonna take it.
All number right. 50 on the list. Beer Mug gets a point. We're doing top 15. Allie McKay, you're up next.
It's tough because I don't consider them a hair band. Quiet Riot.
It's interesting you should say that because...
Come on!
They are number 13 on the list.
Yeah. How are they not a hair band?
Yeah.
I think of them as more metal. Like, I don't think of them as a hair band at all.
That's okay. Interesting. Fun.
I think many people would back me up on that. Many people are saying.
All right, Donald Trump. All right, thank you. All right, Kevin, let's see if you can keep your streak alive.
Death Cab for Cutie.
Come on.
I hate you, Kevin.
Top, but it's in the top 30.
You know what? They didn't make the top 30. What? I'm sorry to say. Death Cab for Cutie is not an
English ridiculous.
List of the greatest hair metal bands of all time. I'm sorry, Kevin. Is that your final answer? Is that
yes,
what
sir. Wrote?
Okay, all right. Beer Mug, back around to you, please.
The Scorpions.
No.
At what? Not a hair band.
They are more hard rock to me.
Okay.
But, however, having said that, and I said this is a blurry category, they are number 16 on this list.
Oh. Interesting.
So there are a lot of people who consider, and you know what? They did have long hair, and maybe that's all some people see is a bunch of hair. So, all right, Allie McKay.
I think maybe She's My Cherry Pie, Cool Drink of Water, Such a Sweet Surprise, should be on the list. Warrant.
Yeah. Warrant number 12 on the list of the greatest hair metal bands of all time. Well done.
Owl City.
Come on, Kevin. You're not even trying.
I'm trying very hard, Bean.
Owl City. Come on. No, I'm sorry. Owl City just outside the list. Beer Mug, you're up.
Well, he was the name of the actual band. I think they had long hair and they were metal. Dio?
A hair band at all.
Not at all.
What? No,
definitely
they were
not a hair band.
That's, pure rock, just awesome.
Heavy metal. I think you can even go heavy metal, but definitely
Ronnie
not.
James, rest in peace. All right, sorry about that.
All right, let's go around one more time. Kevin, what say you?
What about me?
Let's go around one more time, Allie. What say you?
Well, I'm actually the last one on this round.
Okay, fine. Just give us a guess.
Cinderella.
Let me see. Is there Cinderella? Number 10.
Thank you.
Cinderella, number 10. Well done. All right, Kevin, your final guess.
Lucas Graham.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
7 years, guy? Beer Mug, your final guess, please.
Sebastian Bach.
Skid Row.
Skid Row.
Yes.
Is there Skid Row?
Seems like a...
With the assist from Allie.
Number 6, ladies and gentlemen. Number 6.
That was a tag team. I'm going to disqualify that.
We knew what he meant.
Okay.
All right, Allie, I guess you get the final guess then.
I mean, it should be on there, and I'm going to be really sad if it's not. Mother effing Night Ranger.
Is that even hair? Would you even consider that hair metal? I wouldn't.
No, let's go Rat.
Is that your guess now? Rat?
Rat, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, number 5. Number 5, Rat.
All right, what are we missing so far? I mean, what are we missing?
All right, here's what y'all missed in the top 15. The one that I most strongly disagreed with, and I think they're just a straight up rock or maybe hard rock, not hair metal, was Aerosmith at number 14.
Oh, not a hair band at all.
That's ridiculous.
I agree. Quiet Riot was number 13. Warrant was number 12. Number number 11.
No, they're not. I don't consider them a hair band.
That's
not a hair band.
I told you it was a wide.
You have a stupid list.
Stupid list. Number 10 was Cinderella. Number 9 was Van Halen.
Not a hair band.
All right. How about number 8?
Are they listing bands that have hair?
How about number 8? Whitesnake. Whitesnake, hair band, not hair band?
Ish.
I mean, hair band ish, yeah.
Yeah, hair band adjacent.
Number 7, Guns N' Roses.
Not a hair band.
That's not a hair band.
Number 6, Skid Row. Number 5, Rat. How about number 4, Bon Jovi?
No, not a hair band. No.
Number 3, Poison. Number 2, Def Leppard.
Dumbest list ever.
And then number one was...
Dumb list!
Been Bean Makes His Guess.
Bean Makes His Guess, yeah.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54.
Got a big 7 o'clock hour, by the way. We'll be talking about our friend Daniel Cormier, who may once again be the UFC light heavyweight champion without having to fight again. Because John Jones effed up one more time.
Yeah.
We'll discuss the ramifications of that. Plus, Petros will be here for the Bachelor in Paradise report, too. So that's all coming up between 7 and 8. Allie's in now for Ralph with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Hey, you want some new Foo Fighters?
Yes.
I do, too. They have released their second single from their upcoming album, Concrete and Gold. It is called The Sky Is a Neighborhood.
Come on.
Okay. Dave Grohl says it's the biggest thing sonically that we've ever done.
Yeah, it does seem like it's a huge crowd sing-along type song.
Swelling,
yeah.
If you will.
It's amazing.
Well, they've released the video as well. A bevy of supernatural elements and features both of Grohl's daughters, Violet and Harper. So you can watch that today as well.
That's sweet.
Wow. I want to hear that, like the whole song.
I put it on my Twitter. You can look at it.
Thanks, yeah, Kevin.
Sure.
And we'll play it coming up, too, on K-Rock.
Sure.
Oh, that'll be lovely. Oh, a lot happening with taking down those Confederate monuments. And is anything going to go in their place? Are they just going to be left alone? Well, I think this woman has a great idea. Her name is Cassie Thibodeau. She urges Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards to, quote, do the right thing. Replace the Confederate statues with an actual Louisiana hero. Who's that hero, you ask? Britney Spears. Yes. It's a new petition on change.org. Looks to commemorate Spears' legacy by installing monuments of her in place of the Confederate statue.
That's a strange choice.
Well, not according to Cassie, because, quote, she lists the singer's endeavors, including funds to help raise victims of Hurricane Katrina. That's great.
Right.
And some of the reasons that she deserves such an honor. She's proven her strength of character by not only overcoming highly publicized mental breakdowns, but by continuously working towards improving herself. She's an inspiration to millions. And I say, kudos, Cassie. I will sign that. Already more than 1,200 people have signed the petition so far at change.org.
I will tell you, it's weird. That Robert E. Lee statue, Lee Circle, is not far from my house in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And they took that statue down, and it wasn't a low-to-the-ground statue. It was one that was on a giant post,
right,
way up into the air. Mm-hmm. And now there's just nothing up there, and it just looks dumb.
So, like, so a hot Britney statue is what we're looking for?
I'm saying that that's not the worst idea I've heard all day.
Well, you can find that on change.org. Add your
name
to it.
And by the way, I'll tell you who else they love in Louisiana. Another Louisiana native is Lil Wayne. How about some Lil Wayne statues around town, too?
Right?
I mean, yeah. Lil Wayne and Britney.
We're on to something here.
I don't know about that. This shocked me, mostly because I had no idea that the Village People were still touring.
They are?
How dare you? How dare you? The Village People are forever.
Did you know they're touring? Like, they're playing shows and people go to them?
Village People never stopped.
Really?
Never.
No idea.
Do they have all the original members?
No.
No.
That's the thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The Village People's OG lineup of costume characters was getting a little long in the tooth.
Right.
So they added a young dude to the lineup. And he's Asian. The latest addition to the YMCA crew, he's a new construction worker named James Kwong. He's a 6'2" Chinese model and actor, the first Asian man in the Village People.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
By the way, lots of bands. I mean, look, how many of the Beach Boys are still alive and with the band? You know, they just replace people with people who sound like the other people.
Yeah.
How many times have you guys seen them live?
Less than none.
Less than none. Village People.
Never.
I did once, but I was drunk and I was in Vegas.
It was the actual Village People?
Yes.
Not like a Village People review?
Nope.
Wow.
It was the Village People.
Well,
and Casey and the Sunshine Band, I believe.
All right.
I have a rough memory of that one because I was drinking pretty hard.
How were the Village People?
They were pretty good, but everyone would have been good at that point. So
yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, the lead singer, Victor Willis, said he wanted a fresh, hot bod on the front lines.
All right.
Don't we all?
I don't know if you know, he recently returned to the group after a legal battle for song rights. Did you? Who's trying to get those songs? Different guys from the band want to go as the Village People?
Maybe.
I assume anything can break down, and there could be squabbles, and people can make claims, and yeah, you got to settle that out of court. Well,
I need them to come together. Just as a people.
Do you?
Yeah. Some birthdays for you. Comedian Jay Moore is 47. Laker legend Kobe Bryant is 39. Strokes singer Julian Casablancas is 39. Rapper Lil Yachty is 20. And Stone Temple Pilots guitarist Dean DeLeo is 56. I'm Allie McKay. And for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
Gavin, I know you don't watch the news because you're a kid.
Right.
But I'm going to need you to walk me through this.
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
I'm going to need you to walk me through this this possible stripping of the title of John Jones, the victor of UFC 214, to become once again the light heavyweight champion of the world, because I don't fully understand the details about there was a test that was positive, but
yes,
we don't know yet because there's something else that has to be done. So walk me through what's going on.
Well, I think they take a test every time, a blood test, on the day that they weigh in, which is the day before the fight.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they don't get the results immediately. So now the results have come out and they came out positive. And I think that he can appeal it and then he can have a second. They also have a B sample that they can test that one instead to make sure.
Yeah.
Just to make sure the guy in the lab didn't drop some food in it while he was testing it or something the first time around.
Yes, some food.
Yeah. But knowing John Jones' history, it's pretty easy to jump to the conclusion that
but
this
is could this happen?
What do you mean how? This has happened his whole career.
Right, but what I'm saying is, look, we had him in here before the fight. Allie, you looked him in the eyes and admired his pillowy lips, and you saw sincerity, and you saw a changed man, and saw a guy who was humbled by the process and was grateful for the opportunity to restore his good name. Knowing all of that, did he accidentally somehow get something in his system? No, there's no way, right?
I didn't get the same vibe from him at all that Allie did.
Really?
No.
But even knowing what was at stake here, knowing that this is what he's
going out as
the greatest UFC fighter of all time.
Yeah.
If he wins, if he's clean and wins this, no one can ding him anymore. He's done it. He has fought all the way back. There's no way. Nothing makes sense in my head that makes somebody risk that by putting anything in his body that doesn't 100% know is correct.
Maybe he doesn't think he can do it without it. Maybe. And it's also maybe healing injuries and stuff.
TMZ is the one that reported it's steroids. We don't know what it is yet. And his last dirty test was penis pills.
Yeah.
So it could be, I'm just putting it out there,
right,
something that doesn't give him an edge in any way, shape, or form. It's just on the list of banned stuff. Should they know not to do it? Absolutely. But could something have slipped in?
No. The answer is no to that.
And doesn't he have people around him, I would assume, at that level of competition, whose only job is to make sure that they know every single thing that's going into his body?
Absolutely.
Don't you guys, like I do, assume that most fighters use steroids?
Yes.
At least a certain amount.
Yes.
And then they're very careful when it gets up to the time where they're going to be tested so it doesn't show up.
Yeah.
I would guess 80% of fighters
I'd
do
say
that.
Higher. Yeah. For sure.
But he's terrible at it.
He's really bad at it. And whoever is looking at his calendar is really bad at it, too.
So he failed the drug test. And so the original report was they stripped the title from him. But then Dana White went on to say that they hadn't stripped the title from him yet. But I'm going to play a reporter talking about John Jones' earlier troubles, and then we're going to ask the same question, is this surprising?
In July of 2016, he was scratched from UFC 200 after he tested positive for a banned substance, which resulted in him being given a one-year ban by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. The fight against Cormier was his first after the ban was lifted. He was also involved in a hit-and-run in April of 2015, 3 months after checking into a rehab facility for a day after he tested positive for a metabolite found in cocaine in December of 2014.
I mean, he did give it a go with that one day in rehab.
He did.
Look, so
if the rehab is good, Kevin, they can fix you up in a day. Come on.
That guy is self-destructive. He just is.
Yeah.
What a disaster.
Is this not unlike when you can't believe somebody relapses on drugs after they've been clean for 5 years?
It's
It's just part of your personality. It's just part of.
But I don't think so. I think it's a calculated move most of the time to take steroids and to get away with it.
How could he possibly have thought he would get away with it when he has been busted so many times in the past?
Well, he did, and a lot of people were looking to Dana White for answers. And Dana White shares your view, Bean, which is that it's impossible to believe that it happened again.
Obviously, it's brutal. You know, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm sure I feel the same way every one of you felt when you heard. Unbelievable.
There's still an administration process, but if this is proven to be true, what will be the process with the title and belt and that sort of thing?
I'm not going to say anything until this whole thing plays out and see how this thing, where we end up. It's unbelievable. Wherever you sit in MMA, in my opinion, he's the best to ever do it. He's the best ever. That makes it even more unfortunate.
Have you talked to Cormier?
I did.
What did he say?
He's in Hawaii right now with his family on vacation, and he couldn't believe it either. He felt the same way that I did.
Have you spoken to John?
I have not spoken to John.
Then how much do you think this takes his legacy?
I mean, if this ends up and he gets, and it ends up, getting 2 or 3, it might be the end of his career. So to talk about his legacy, I mean, it's probably the end of his career.
You don't see him coming back?
He might. Well, let me tell you, it's tough. I mean, how old is John now? 30?
30.
Yeah, 33, 34. Trying to make a comeback again, and you look at what could have been, what he could have done, and it's sad.
Here's the thing: if it is steroids,
right,
and he sits out 1, 2, 3, 4 years, and they let him back, the UFC lost any credibility whatsoever. So the fact that he even said he might is disappointing to me. Give me a break, Dana. No.
They should have banned him for life, is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
I mean, they did give him a lot of chances, and he failed pretty much every step of the way.
Yeah, he's been stripped of a title twice already. This would be the third time. Here's the statement from John Jones' camp, by the way. We are all at a complete loss for words right now. John, his trainers, his nutritionists, and his entire camp have worked tirelessly and meticulously the past 12 months to avoid this exact situation. By the way, they can say that, but they don't know what John's doing when no one's around, too, by the way, right?
I mean, I assume so.
We are having the samples tested again to determine the validity or source of contamination. It's that guy in the lab's lunch, Allie, I'm telling you.
Right.
John is crushed by this news, and we are doing whatever we can as a team to support him. So, we got to take a break. I think we need to continue this when we come back. Kevin, let's include some phone calls on this.
What should happen to him?
And by the way, if he's stripped of the title, DC is the champion again,
yes,
right?
Yes, correct.
But again, with an asterisk.
Yeah, not the way he wanted.
Not
ever.
The way he wanted it.
And if it proves to be true, probably will never get the chance to face him again. So he
yes.
will yeah. be the champion without ever having done that.
Yes. And maybe without ever fighting again. If I'm DC,
right?
Who am I fighting? I'm done. I call it a day.
I think so, too. I think I retire.
Yeah.
All right, so what should happen to John, and what should DC do? Those are the questions. 1-800-520-1067. You can call or you can text that number, and we'll talk to you next. Just ahead of Green Day, let's take one phone call, and it's going to be Rich in Montebello. Hi, Rich.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Talking about John Jones failing the steroid test.
Yeah, I say lifetime ban. I mean, the guy's a bum. Goes and gets caught twice, and, you know, think about it. Once a cheater, always a cheater, right, guys?
I mean, I do feel like I'm disappointed, as Ali was, with Dana's remarks that I think three strikes and you're out in sports, right? Like, you don't give him the opportunity to come back. If this test is upheld and he cheated again, I agree with you. I think lifetime ban, that's it. Good night.
Yeah, if it's steroids, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Here he was doing coke first time, you know, steroids and or whatever the other substance was.
It was a penis pill. So that's my whole
point. I didn't
think
those kind of guys needed penis pills. What the hell's going on down there?
That's what I'm saying. Young dude, what's going on? I agree.
All right, Rich, thanks for the call. We'll take some more 1-800-520-1067 calls or texts on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Talking about the news that broke yesterday on TMZ that John Jones apparently failed another drug test. They took a test either the day before or the day of the UFC 214 fight, and it is going to be checked again, and then we'll find out what happens next. We read John Jones' statement a few minutes ago. Here's what DC says. It's hard to find words to describe how I'm feeling right now. I'm disappointed to hear the news. It's very emotional. We as athletes are entitled to due process, and I will refrain from saying much more until I know exactly what happened. In my mind, on July 29th, I competed and I lost. I thought John Jones was the better man that day. I don't know what to think anymore. I can't believe we are going through all of this again.
Right?
Especially DC,
of all people.
I know. Yeah. And by the way, classy as always, as Daniel always is. So we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. What should happen to John Jones, and what should Daniel do next? I mean, if he can't fight John Jones, there's no way to make this right for him.
For these phone calls, agreed. For these phone calls, we're going to assume that it's going to be held up. We don't know for sure, but we're going to assume that it's going to be held up and he's going to be guilty of steroid use. And then what should they do with him, for God's sake?
All right. Why don't we take, let's just burn through a few. Let's try Jesus Line 7, please, calling all the way out in Hemet. Jesus, they have radios out in Hemet now?
Yes, we do.
All right. What's going on? Welcome to the show, my friend. What's happening?
Hey, thanks, guys. Hey, this is John Jones's, third strike. Now, I think he needs to get cut, lose his purse money to D.C., and DC, if he can't fight Jones anymore, take his desk job he has. He's already a millionaire. Take Jones's purse and stay there. He's a good commentator.
He's a great commentator, yeah. Take Jones's purse. I've not heard of that.
No.
I believe that they did with Brock Lesnar versus Mark Hunt. I think they gave him Brock Lesnar's purse money or most of it.
Is that right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Hmm. That sounds like a good idea.
And that was a lot of money. Wasn't Jones like $1 million or something like that?
I think so, yeah.
Let's try Tony and Corona, Line 8. I'm next here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Tony, what say you?
Well, you know, in most cases like this, if you do the Olympics, you're banned for life. So, I mean, you can't go wrong with it. These guys done too much wrong already. And for DC, he should take the belt back and just retire as a champ, just like he probably should have done before. But it's sad to be a fan of MMA and this happened.
Yeah.
It really is.
Unbelievable. Poor guy. They had to talk him off the ledge, it seemed like. But
super disappointing.
He might have finally just kind of wrapped his head around it and finally became at peace with losing that fight.
Right.
And now he gets this news. That's so crazy. Sad for Daniel.
All right. Thank you, Tony, for the call. We appreciate it.
Let's try Dan, Pico Rivera, Line 4. He just wants to pile on what a bad dude John Jones is, and I think we'll enjoy that.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, good morning, party people. So my personal opinion is John Jones has just never had confidence in himself as a fighter. Before the steroids, he was an eye gouger. He was someone who people say, oh, he doesn't really need to win. To me, that's just a fighter who doesn't really know how to fight.
You watched his fights, I assume.
I do.
He's amazing as a fighter.
He is.
It's not just eye pokes and stuff. He is great at what he does.
But he wouldn't need to do any of that stuff if he was confident in his skill.
No, I'm saying those are his skills.
Yeah, but why does he, if he's so good, I think what the caller is asking, if he's so good, why can't he just trust his abilities? Why does he keep having to cheat to get that edge? What's that about? That's a mental problem, right?
Exactly, yeah. And I feel bad for DC. Can he ever get a fair title match without having to question his championship?
No.
I mean, I think if this holds up and John Jones gets barred for 3 years or 4 years or whatever it is, they'll never fight. So it'll always just be hanging over him.
I feel bad for him.
I do too.
And by the way, there is still a possibility that the sample was tainted. I know, Kevin, you don't think it's likely.
You're all going to feel real bad if it's something real stupid that gave him no edge. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm hoping for. I am hoping that they come out tomorrow and they go, hey, we figured out what it was, and it was not a steroid, and it was nothing that gave him an edge, and the fight stands, and he still has the belt. That's what I'm hoping will happen.
Here's my question about the test, because they do it the day before at the weigh-in. Is there no rapid test they could do that they could know within hours or just a day? And then they know the day of the fight if they have something in their system and the fight is called off.
I don't know how that works, but it's always 2 or 3 weeks later.
How is that not a possibility? Or is it a possibility, but they just don't want it? They'd rather have that fight happen and get that money.
That's maybe. That could very well be. All right, let's take one more. And by the way, Petros with the Bachelor in Paradise report coming up in the next segment, too. Let's make it Lyle in Orange. Give him the final word. Line 7, please, on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Lyle.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What do you think should happen?
Well, first of all, TMZ is jumping down there with that steroid allegation. It might be a trace amount. You need to wait till you get the actual results. This is the first time I believe he's popped with performance-enhancing drugs. I mean, boner pills and...
cocaine.
I mean, cocaine's a hell of a drug, but
I fight on cocaine, Lyle. I don't know about you,
but hold on a sec, Lyle. I don't want to understand what you're saying here. What do you mean? It could just be trace amounts of steroids. Why should steroids be anywhere within 50 feet of John Jones's mouth ahead of a fight?
Like DC even said in his response to it, you don't know exactly what it is yet. I mean, they say it's a certain type of. What's it called?
Anabolic.
Yeah, it was something that he ate. But, I mean, you got to look at what he's taking for supplements. I know his sponsorship got. Those guys are all jacked up on whatever the hell.
Could be something he ate, you guys. Could have just been some bad broccoli. You know how that happens.
Right, how that happens, and then you fail the test for steroids before a fight.
All right, so it sounds like you're open-minded enough or pro-John Jones enough that you're like, hey, relax, everybody. Let's not even talk about it until we get the definitive word back.
Exactly. But, I mean, if he does get popped, he suffers a 2 to 4 year ban. He's still on his prime. He can still come back.
And you would allow him to come back if you were the president of the UFC? You would allow him to come back after what he's been through with three titles being stripped?
Yeah, I mean, I know where you guys are coming from. By then, Dana White will probably be gone from the UFC running with his Scrooge McDuck money. But he'll probably come back because WME is going to be in the charge.
Lyle is very big into forgiveness, you guys.
Yeah, wow.
All right,
no,
man.
No, it's not even forgiveness. It's just, wait till you get the facts.
We've never done that, Lyle. We've never waited to get the facts before we make a ruling.
Thank you for the call, sir.
I mean, come on.
Instant boner.
Come on. New Foo Fighters, The Sky is a Neighborhood is the name of that song on the world-famous K-Rock.
Hey, it's Bachelor in Paradise time, you guys, with Petros Papadakis on the phone. Do we do the intro this week?
Yes, we do.
Let's do the intro.
Sure. Come join us on this beautiful journey as Ralph Garman and Petros Papadakis recap.
It's the Bachelor in Paradise. It's so nice, it's full of spice. It's the Bachelor in Paradise. Ralph and Pete make the sacrifice. Come on and join in on the fun, because all these people are so dumb. So, Ralph and Pete, what's the deal? Is there anybody you want to kill? The Bachelor in Paradise.
All right, less Ralph than usual, but just as much Petros Papadakis, co-host of the Petros and Money AM 570 LA Sports Radio Show. P, how you feeling today, buddy?
I feel good. Not as much Petros Papadakis.
I was going to say a little less, right?
What happened yesterday, P?
I had two surgeries yesterday.
Okay.
Because they told me I couldn't take yoga for a week after both of them. So I just figured I'd do them on the same day.
What were they?
I got my mole removed.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, the big, giant ding-dong that's been stuck on the side of my head since you've known me.
Right. And by the way, I saw the picture that you guys posted yesterday. It looked like you got, like, 10 stitches from having that mole. 7 stitches. That's a big-ass mole.
It was deep, brother.
Wow.
Seven stitches. A bowling ball up on my head.
All right, so that's one head. What was the other surgery?
Then I got my nuts cut off.
Oh. Is that how they do it now?
Yeah, I got a vasectomy. The best part was the doctor, like, my wife came to hold my hand. And then the doctor was like, hey, do you want to check this out? And she was like, sure. And then she went over and she was like, oh, wow, look. And they were like laughing, like, ha, 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 do you want to cut it? Ha, ha, ha. And I was like, this is awful.
Hey, Petros, did you see smoke? I saw smoke.
No, but I smelled the bacon of my
Oh, dear Lord.
Hey, what if we changed topics? What if we did that?
You're the one that asked.
Okay. Well, congratulations. I'm glad you came through both surgeries and you're feeling okay this morning. You sound great, by the way.
I'm running around in a jock strap.
Oh, my God.
Like your college days. Hey, P, there's so much we always want to talk to you about, but we should stay focused because last night was episode 4 of Bachelor in Paradise. I understand it was a dramatic episode, and I'm sure you'll get to what happened with DeMario sitting down with Crispy Harrison, but why don't you take us through... Oh.
I'm boycotting that. And then next week, yeah, Ralph's not here. What's he going to do?
All right.
And then next week, they're bringing Corin in. It's just a big milking fest about, you know, what really happened. It's like nothing happened. She got drunk. They made out hard. A producer got freaked out. They shut it down for a couple of weeks to make sure everything was okay. Everything was okay, and that was that.
All right, what do you want to highlight from last night?
Well, I want to highlight the romance and the love that's going on between these people. I mean, come on. That's what Ralph does.
Right. All right.
So let's talk about what happened during the shutdown. Do you think these people stopped making out and rubbing their genitals on each other?
I would guess not if they kept it at the same hotel.
They went to Texas and just started making out. Listen to what. Here's Raven explaining the crazy love triangle that happened in Dallas between Adam, Sarah, and herself.
While we had the shutdown from the show, Adam and I met while I was in Dallas, and Sarah and I ended up spending the night with Adam. And that morning, when I woke up, I walked downstairs and saw Adam and Sarah cuddling. Awkward.
A threesome gone wrong.
Well, so somebody's supposed to get engaged out of this? I mean, this sounds like a 1970s porn movie.
It really does.
You know, then I came down and they were cuddling. Okay. And moving on, you have Ben. Ben is a good-looking guy. Have you seen this guy, Allie?
I haven't seen any of these people.
Oh, come on.
No. I'm sure he's good-looking.
It's raining Ben.
Is that guy? Is it the raining Ben guy?
No. Totally different Ben.
I just assume they're all good-looking. But he's particularly?
This is a big, meaty-looking butt chin Ben Affleck swole guy.
Okay.
But he's got nothing. I mean, the only thing he has to offer, and he thinks it's a huge shoe-in with the chicks, is to talk about his dog. Every time somebody wrongs him on the show, he says, you know, I don't need this. I have a dog.
That's a ridiculous thing to say.
And this girl shows up, and they're like, hey, you got to talk to Ben. He's the best guy. You know, you got to. Ben is the guy for you. All the other girls are trying to trick him off on this lady, and here is how he steps to her with his dog chatter.
I have a dog. He's my life right now, and so I've, my life kind of revolves around him. I mean, I'm totally that dog dad. Like, he's my life right now.
You're going to be any kind of dad, dog dad's good.
Yeah, dog dad's good. But, like, if you meet him, like he's literally the best dog on the planet. He's 8 months as of today, but he is, like, he's the best trained 8-month dog I think I've ever seen in my life.
All right,
they're
take
all
it easy
good
with the
dogs,
dog.
Ben.
Everybody thinks their dog's the greatest dog in the world, Ben.
No, literally.
Relax.
Guys, literally.
Literally, my bad.
Look it up in a book. You'll see Ben's 8-month dog, who for most of the dog's life he's been shooting The Bachelor in Paradise.
Right. He hasn't been there to see his dog. Now, P, who do you prefer? Do you prefer Ben's dog Chatter or Rachel's dog, the Bachelorette's dog, Copper?
I'll take Copper.
I think Copper wins, right?
Yeah, I like Copper because of the diversity.
Okay, this is odd, but go ahead.
Speaking of diversity, you know, they fired the Mexican bartender this year.
Okay.
And they brought in Wells, the radio dork. and he's the bartender. He's like a former guy, but that doesn't mean Jorge, the ex-bartender, doesn't get some love. They bring him in to be a tour guide for Diggy and Lacey on their dates, and he takes them to a beautiful beach, and then he explains to them why he took them to the beach.
This place, I tell you, you know, it's so special. Yes, my parents brought me once, and they told me how they were doing it in one of those rocks. And I'm like, don't tell me that. But, you know, that's how I find out. Here is where it came to life. I was conceived in this place.
Oh, my God.
This is where Jorge started.
Exactly. That's why I wanted to bring you to this place. Well, you know, we're having a date, the three of us.
Cheers to sharing this experience with you.
I'm really glad I picked you, especially now that I, like, know what the activities are. Like...
Yeah, it's great. Jorge, do you mind if I spend some time alone with Lacey?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was literally on both knees just telling them all about his parents just doing it in the bushes.
Oh, my God. That's more information than anyone needs to know, Jorge.
But I'm glad they brought him back.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you know, I thought it was mean that they fired him.
All right.
Brought in another contestant who was making out with a chick this week. Anyway, the final clip that I pulled, because I didn't pull, look, there's, if you guys want to watch it, go ahead. It's
right.
DeMario crying and saying, I'm not that guy. I didn't do anything.
Right.
You know, we know DeMario. It's great. And then next week, Corinne is coming on to do the same thing.
Sure.
This is Lacey. Lacey's down and out. Her grandfather died. She came back on the show. Nobody likes her. She thought that guy Diggy liked her, but they pushed him to go on a date with a different girl, and he liked her better. So here's Lacey complaining to Taylor about how nobody likes her, and everybody pushed this other girl into the arms of her man. And she's very unhappy. But tell me if Taylor cares.
I can empathize with Lacey feeling that someone she connected with just went out on a date with someone else.
I know I'm not taking it personally.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you and everyone, not just me, were so quick to push her to go with Diggy.
But, like, that's how paradise works.
I mean, he didn't even check in with me either. I just don't understand why no one, literally no one, thought to ask me how I feel about this.
She would have done the same thing, but even worse, how the tables been turned. So now I'm left with no one. I know.
Wow. They don't understand how the show works, Pete.
Wow.
So now I'm left with no one. Awkward pause. I know. That's how you comfort a friend. You know, usually girls are a lot nicer to each other when one of them is crying.
Right, exactly.
Not in this situation.
Well, P, it sounds like you're enjoying Bachelor in Paradise. I guess we'll do it again next week when Ralph Garman returns. Thanks so much, and we'll look for you this afternoon on AM 570 LA Sports. Heal up, my friend.
Last night I felt like less of a man watching.
Is that right?
Literally.
We'll talk to you next week.
The Bachelor.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. LANOC's Alternative Rock. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
You want to see the Floyd Mayweather Jr. versus Conor McGregor pay-per-view for free this weekend? We are going to hook you up in 5 minutes from right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. First in for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat. Here's Allie.
You guys like Magic Mountain?
Yep. Yeah.
Me too. Currently, they operate about 250 days a year, primarily summer. Then school holidays, then certain special events, that type of thing.
Right.
That all changes on January 1st. Magic Mountain in Valencia will be open 365 days a year.
Yay!
Yep.
All right.
All right, right?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's gonna help out when they're trying to sell, you know, for different tour groups, that type of thing. Maybe you're only in town Tuesday through Thursday. They're not open. I'm going to make some extra dough. I appreciate it. That is big news. Starting January 1st.
It's where that, you don't say Magic Mountain around my wife. Don't ever even bring it up.
Why?
That's where the ugly Ray Parker Jr. incident happened.
Oh, she worked there, right?
She was working there. Summer job at 15.
Oh, man.
Ray Parker Jr. threw an ice cream cone at her.
Man.
So she gets the heebie-jeebies when she even hears the words, much less drive by.
Wow. What about when she hears, like, Ghostbusters?
Oh, she has no time for that. Oh, furious whenever I'm listening to Ray Parker Jr. in the house.
That's
furious.
My favorite part.
Well, that's concerning.
My favorite part is that it's still, Bean loves him.
In yeah. spite I do. Of the fact that he threw ice cream in his wife's face. He loves him and Look. Continues to play music by him and around her.
Look, Lord Donna.
What's wrong with you?
Oh. We have all... Look, everybody has to decide whether they can separate the personal from the professional. Right. Michael Jackson did creepy things with kids. Does that mean you can't enjoy his song Thriller? You have to decide. I am able
to
separate...
Wait. What? Did he do something to your kid? Because that's this situation.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Well, this happened to your wife.
Yeah. I did.
Donna can't even look at ice cream. She gets so triggered. It's very sad. And there you are just blasting Ray Parker Jr. tunes.
I can't give it up. I'm sorry.
That's on you. That is on you. Well, I don't know if you guys know, but we finally have the title of Sunday's final episode of Game of Thrones. The title, The Dragon and the Wolf.
Yeah! I don't have any idea
so
what
you know
that
what
means.
That means. That dragon's going to be all, ooh, I'm a zombie dragon. And then the wolf's going to be like, no, you're not. Yeah.
Well, Kevin, it's your favorite show now. Why don't you tell us?
I've only watched one episode.
Yeah.
Right?
But you absorbed. In that episode, mm-hmm. that dinosaur does get changed. Dragon does get changed into a zombie
dragon. Into a dinosaur.
It does get changed into a
zombie.
Well,
he's got blue eyes now, is
right?
what you told us.
Right.
Okay, who's the wolf? Did you get that in your...
Yeah, it's the guy that is walking
Jon Snow?
With the leader in the thing.
The White Knight?
No, it's not the White Knight. Don't be ridiculous. Come on.
Pay attention. Kevin, will you watch again now that you saw last week and loved it?
I actually will.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I would think the season finale is going to be even bigger than what you saw last
fantastic.
Week. Yeah, well, here's the thing, too. It's officially confirmed 79 minutes and 43 seconds. That makes the finale the longest episode in the HBO drama's history.
I'm fine with that.
That pushes what? My show's
oh,
back.
Oh, Ray Donovan?
Yeah. Well, no, Ray Donovan's on Showtime.
Oh, okay.
And I do watch that instead. But no, Insecure is my show on Sunday nights.
Okay.
So it goes Game of Thrones, Ballers, right. Insecure. So now it's even later for me, but
wow,
it's cool.
Rough.
It's cool, Game of Thrones people.
That's rough on you.
Yeah, I'm going to be okay because I have this to look forward to. Macklemore.
Kick me outside. How about
nope.
it?
Nope. Macklemore releasing his first solo album in 12 years.
I have a clip.
Nope. No, you don't. it's called Gemini and features guest shots from Lil Yachty, Kesha, Skylar Grey, Offset of Migos, and others. Interesting. What's the buzz up there in Washington, Bean? A lot of buzz on Macklemore's new album?
You know, there wasn't much buzz on the last Macklemore album that he did with Ryan Lewis. Mm-hmm. It seemed like for a lot of people that kind of fell flat. I mean, I think it's a wait and see at this point.
I have a clip if you guys want to judge
him by
the
a clip of that.
Sound of the
nope.
music.
Right.
He is a talented guy, but it's just a question of him getting the right songs together. I have a clip if you'd like to judge if it's the right song or not.
We don't. Man. You guys want to hear a Batman spinoff? DC Comics are going to do another spinoff of Batman. This time, the origins of the Joker.
All
right. Right? Usually, you've seen him played by Jack Nicholson, Heath Ledger, and most recently, Jared Leto. However, Deadline is reporting the origin movie will have a different, probably younger actor as the Joker. Here's the thing that made me go, wait, what? Apparently, Todd Phillips from The Hangover, all that, is going to be co-writer and director. And the producer? Word is that it's Martin Scorsese.
Wow.
What? Wow. I mean, that's huge.
No kidding. You want to hear the theme from that movie?
Nope, I unfortunately don't have that. Let me just say what he's trying to do. He's trying to play a new rap by that awful, awful Bat Child, and I refuse to do it. I refuse.
It's a rap song by her.
I refuse. The fact that you guys even give her any mention on this show is awful, and I think you're doing a disservice to America.
You're missing out, man.
All of these stars born today. Jay
Moore,
47.
What if it's awesome, Allie? Do you ever think about that? What if it's awesome?
41.
Right?
Former Laker Kobe Bryant, 39. Julian Casablancas from The Strokes is 39. And rapper Lil Yachty is 20. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the Showbiz Beat.
How many Lil Yachty references in that showbiz,
at least
by the way?
Four.
Hey, we promised you Mayweather versus McGregor pay-per-view party pack. That's up for grabs right now at 1-800-520-1067. You do have to know something about boxing. Let's not forget. okay? Even with all the Conor McGregor hype, this is a boxing match. So if you're a boxing enthusiast, you call us right now. You not only win the pay-per-view, you also get the refreshments, the commemorative T-shirt, the hats, and the posters. It's a pretty good deal. 1-800-520-1067. We'll play the game next on K-Rock. T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas will be the site of the most anticipated boxing match of the year. Talking about Floyd Mayweather Jr. versus Conor McGregor. Listen to this. $250 gift card to use toward the purchase of the fight and refreshments. Two T-shirts, two hats, two posters commemorating the fight. Party pack courtesy of Mayweather Promotions and Frontier. This game is called Contender or Pretender.
Contender or Pretender.
Fight, fight.
Contender or Pretend. Come on now, win a free pay-per-view. Not only that, I have some hats just for you. Contender or Pretender. You'll also get a T-shirt and a free poster.
Ouch.
Ow! Poster.
Ouch. All right, Allie McKay, the phones are loaded up with fight fans at 1-800-520-1067. What do they need to know?
I'm going to give you nicknames of fighters, and you have to pick which one is the actual contender. So ooh. Two of them will be fake or a pretender. One will be the correct nickname, the contender. So tell me the contender.
All right, so these are boxers. We're only doing boxing because this is a sanctioned boxing event in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. So no UFC fighters. These are actual boxers. Who's our first contestant, please?
First up is Tony in Corona. Hi, Tony.
Yeah, what's going on?
All right, Tony. Which
contender or pretender?
Fight. Which one is the contender? Is it the exceptional, the esteemed, or the greatest?
Ah, that's a tough one.
Is no, it's not.
This is the easiest.
I'm going to have to go with the greatest?
Yeah.
Yes.
Little guy named Muhammad Ali, known as the greatest.
Contender or pretender.
Less of the Omar jingle, more of Tony on hold and in the drawing to win the prize. Thank you very much. By the way, Muhammad Ali, the most famous boxer in history, right?
Yeah.
Probably the most famous nickname of all time, the greatest?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Paul in Chatsworth, good morning.
Morning, y'all.
All right, Paul, which is the contender? Is it Daddy's Favorite? Is it Golden Boy? Or is it Prodigal Son?
Golden Boy?
Yes, indeed, of course.
Contender or pretender?
That is Oscar De La Hoya, of course. By the way, can you imagine a boxer trying to get anywhere in his career with the nickname of Daddy's Favorite?
Let's go to Gary in Alhambra. Hi, Gary.
Morning.
Morning.
All right, Gary, which one is the contender? Is it Son of God, the Chosen One, or the Messiah?
The Chosen One.
Son of God, Andre Ward.
Son of God, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, don't mock our Lord. Thank you, Gary.
Let's go to Jesse and Pomona. Hi there.
Hey, what's up, man?
Contender or pretender.
Fight, fight.
All right, man, you ready?
Yep.
Is it the real McCoy, the real deal, or genuine article?
The real deal.
Yes.
Yes, it
real
is.
Real deal.
Evander Holyfield.
Contender or pretender. Fight, fight.
All right. Qualifying people for a free pay-per-view for Mayweather versus McGregor from Las Vegas this weekend. Who's our next contestant, please?
Eddie from Valley Glen. Hi.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Which one is the real contender? Is it Frogger, Donkey Kong, or Pac-Man?
Pac-Man.
Absolutely.
Yes. Nicely
done.
Contender or pretender. Fight, fight.
That is Manny Pacquiao, of course. Who's next?
Brett in Sherman Oaks. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, guys.
All right, Brett. Which one is the real contender? Is it Dr. Steelhammer, Captain Iron Fist, or Dr. Copper Gavel?
They do all sound like Marvel superheroes.
True.
Right? Dr. Iron Fist?
Mm. Oh, no.
Sorry.
It's Dr. Steelhammer. Klitschko. Come on, man.
He said I wanted refreshments.
Oh, refreshments. We were just joking about that. Oh, bad for him.
We got time for a couple more.
All right, let's go to Hill in Eastvale. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Hill. All right. Which is the contender? Is it Macho? Is it Suave? Or is it Hot Stuff?
Macho.
Camacho. Hector Camacho.
That's correct. Contender or pretender. One more. It's going to be Allie in Corona.
Hey.
Hey, Allie. Which one is the contender? Is it the Capital Punisher, the Headsman, or the Executioner?
Can you repeat that one more time?
The Capital Punisher, the Headsman, or the Executioner?
I'm going to go with the Executioner.
And you would be correct.
Wow.
Bernard Hopkins. Yeah.
Contender or pretender.
Usually Allies don't know stuff. That was really impressive, I got to tell you.
Triggered.
All right. Hill, Allie, Eddie, Jesse, Paul, and Tony, all in the drawing. Only one will win the Mayweather versus McGregor pay-per-view party pack, including all the great stuff we have mentioned. And by the way, don't forget the fight is this Saturday night and is available on pay-per-view. Chip, please do us the honors, please.
The winner is Eddie.
Yeah!
Eddie!
Congratulations, Eddie.
Yes!
Enjoy,
thank you guys.
Enjoy the fight. Thanks for playing the game.
Contender or pretender.
Hey, I'm a little bit confused. If I can just peel back the curtain for 1 second, okay. Here, Kevin. Isn't Ralph Garman, Mr. Voice Guy, was on vacation?
He is. All good. Oh, all
why
good.
Does that matter?
All good.
I'm just saying. It just seems
I don't
usually,
know why that would matter.
This is the way all about animal voices.
Yeah,
we talk
to an animal.
We usually talk to an animal.
I just feel like there's some relationship between the days when Ralph is here and
it.
The days
no.
when
nope.
call. Okay,
I got
right.
nothing.
Carry on then. If we're good, we're good.
Oh, wait, I have to say what around the wheel.
You have been clean for 2 weeks from doing that.
The car stealing, joyriding, pooping bear.
Right.
The monkey waiters at a Japanese bar.
Oh, yes, please.
That sounds great. Zombie caterpillars that are exploding to their deaths.
Oh, no.
Mr. Jingles, cyclist biting iguana.
I would like to talk to Mr. Jingles.
The Blue Dogs of Mumbai and Uncle Fatty, the fat monkey released into the wild after dramatic weight loss.
Oh, wow. Oh,
Uncle Fatty, that sounds like a happy story, too.
Yeah.
So let's do it.
It's time for the Wheel of Animal Voices. Where do you think it's gonna land? Oh, no. It's gonna be pretty bad, but Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it.
I'm not going to lie, I am intrigued by the Uncle Fatty story. I think I'm rooting for that one here today.
It's a pretty good spin, you guys.
That yeah. was.
Uncle Fatty!
Ah!
The fat monkey released into the wild after dramatic weight loss.
Uncle Fatty, we talked about some time ago, he was living in Bangkok, Oriental City, and he
nope.
is...
No. Nope.
Come on.
He is... You can't stop yourself. He is a macaque. Is that how you pronounce his brand of monkey? He was a macaque.
His brand of monkey.
Right? It's right. his brand of monkey.
And it turned out that he got super, super fat because, you know, monkeys are scavengers, and tourists were feeding them all the time because why wouldn't you want to take an awesome picture? You're in Thailand on vacation. You feed your monkey a french fry. So the next thing you know, he got to be huge. 27 kilograms is how much he weighed. A normal macaque monkey should weigh 8 to 10 kilograms. So somebody stepped in and said, we got to get this dude on a diet. And they put him in a place yeah. where he could only have access to healthy fruits and vegetables. They started working him out.
By the way, 27 kilograms, in case you haven't figured it out, that is close to 60 pounds.
Is it really? Wow.
Whoa. That's a huge, huge monkey.
That is a big monkey, yes. So...
I think that's why his nickname is Uncle Fatty.
So anyway, so they made him work out, and now he's lost enough weight. How much has he lost, Allie? Do you know?
I think close to 13 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he is
doing
svelte
good
and looking good, and he has been released back into the wild. So we have a very happy story here today. And I'm not sure who in Thailand we're going to get on the phone here.
I think it's Natanan Penpech, who is a vet at the Wildlife Conservation Office.
All right. Let's talk to that doctor then. Hello there, vet. How are you? Hello, doctor?
Dr. Penpech?
Oh.
Yes, we're calling about Uncle Fatty today, the monkey.
You got Uncle Fatty right here on the phone. How you guys
oh,
doing?
Uncle
oh,
Fatty
it's the monkey.
What are the
phone?
Chances of that?
Only 100%.
Okay.
Oh, Uncle Fatty.
How you guys doing today?
Well,
we're good.
We're fine, and we're very happy for you. You must be so happy to be out of that weight loss boot camp and back out on the streets of Bangkok.
Wait, are you
yeah.
drinking?
Oh, no, that was just a soda.
Okay. I'm enjoying it. So, yeah, they released me out of their little wildlife conservation place. They thought I they thought I needed to lose weight, but I'm kind of, frankly, I'm tired of all the fat shaming going on in the media today.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. They thought it was a tumor. They thought I was overweight. I'm just trying to empower fat monkeys everywhere, kind of like that swimsuit model Ashley Graham.
And you know a lot about swimsuit models.
Yeah. I don't appreciate all the flack that I've been getting for being so big.
Do you not like the name Uncle Fatty?
It's not just a name, it's a lifestyle.
I see.
Okay. And I go by the motto that big is beautiful, and I want everybody to embrace and be comfortable in their body type.
Okay.
So you actually took it personally that they forced you to lose weight. Your whole thing is, hey, embrace me and love me the way I am, Uncle Fatty.
Absolutely. And I actually, when I got back here into the wild, I picked up my old habits.
Oh,
I still do a little working out.
Uh-huh.
I jog around the pool. I do a lot of that. Okay. A lot of running in place.
Yeah, that's not really exercise,
It's actually great exercise.
It's not really exercise at all.
It works so well. Hold on. I think that's a bag of Doritos right there.
Oh, now he's eating badly again. This is gain all that weight back.
Yeah. So I just didn't understand why I was getting so much flack when I used to be at the conservation center.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of tourists would come by and go, wow, macaques are huge.
Type of monkey?
Excuse me. Right, yeah, here? It's the type of monkey.
Yep.
Hey, I have a question. Does my nephew, do you guys still have him employed there?
Your nephew?
Nephew. I don't know who you mean.
Yeah, my nephew, Beer Mug. Does he still work there?
Oh, yeah.
You have a human nephew?
Yes.
That's weird.
Yeah, his mother and I are brother and sister, actually.
Is that right?
Huh.
I actually gave him all those workout routines of the jogging in place, running a pool. He's a great guy, but I think you should lay off of him a little bit because he has been trying to lose a lot of weight.
He has been trying to lose a lot of weight lately,
and he's looking svelte. So
Is he looking svelte, though?
He is, and I'd appreciate it if you guys laid off him a little bit.
Okay. So you're just looking out for your cousin.
My nephew.
Like it matters.
My nephew, Birma.
Uncle Fatty, come on.
I taught Beer Mug that, too.
Well, he's real good at it.
He knows it well. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52. What's happening?
What's the water?
Allie has to pee.
Oh, you're the meanest.
Oh, I see. And keep it going, by all means.
So I thought maybe she might enjoy some sound effects just to kind of get in her head a little bit while she struggles to get through this showbiz beat in for Ralph Garman.
I literally thought, have I never listened to the end of that Mew song?
That was
water?
On it?
Bean, please. I beg of you.
How you feeling?
Not great.
Your legs are crossed.
They're clenched, yeah.
All right, what do you got?
All right. You probably saw it trending on Twitter, the words, "The Sky is a Neighborhood." It is the Foo Fighters' newest song. It's the second single from their upcoming album, Concrete and Gold. And if you haven't heard it, holy crap, it's good. Here's a little snippet.
These hoes be like it's in me.
Oh, my God, no. Kevin. No, please don't.
That's a lot more rap than I'm used to from them.
Kevin, I think you're confused. That sounds like the new song from the Cash Me Outside girl.
I hate that you slipped that in. I said I won't have it during showbiz when I'm filling in. Do it all the time with Ralph. The fact that you guys want to make this awful child even more famous than she is. You just did that to the Foo Fighters.
I
hope you're happy.
I did. This is the new Foo Fighters song.
So good. Dave Grohl describes it as the biggest thing sonically that we've ever done. And again, Concrete and Gold comes out September 15th. And that video is up right now at krock.com and stars two of Dave Grohl's daughters. I think the only two, maybe even. Violet and Harper. So if you want to check that out.
Why did he leave all the other kids out of the video, Allie?
He was like, nope, not cute enough.
Yes for you, but no for you.
Oh, the video's up at krock.com. And we're going to play the song in its entirety coming up.
Including.
Catch me outside. Nope. How about
that? Oh, for the worst show ever. I hate it. Not sure if you saw this yesterday, but Linkin Park released a statement, and they said, quote, "The five of us are so grateful for all of your support as we heal and build the future of Linkin Park. We are working on a special public event in Los Angeles to honor Chester's memory and look forward to sharing details with you soon." So they have something in mind that will bring all of Linkin Park's fans together out here in L.A. And, of course,
cool.
We will
nice.
Keep you updated on that. But I did read into it because it's what I do. I'm a woman. And as we build the future of Linkin Park,
right?
It seems like they're leaving it open, right?
Well, it sounds like they probably still want to go on together as a band.
Yeah, I would assume
they,
so.
I hope they do. I know how hard it's got to be, but I hope they understand they're needed.
Yeah, agreed.
Those voices are needed for sure. In case you guys have been living under a rock and missed our amazing math segment on the Powerball, that jackpot is now up to over $700 million.
Whoa. All right, now let's figure out the odds.
Nope.
If you buy two tickets instead of one.
It's the second largest in U.S. history. If you take the cash option, you're going to get about $443.3 million. So,
Oddly enough, there's no state tax for that
in California.
California,
yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah, they don't tax lotto winnings in California.
That is not like California
right?
to leave money on the table.
They tax everything.
The only thing I can think is, remember when the lotto first started and they made it so specific, like, this is to help schools. This
right.
is, maybe that was one push for them to say, and we won't tax it. That's the only thing I can think of, because, good Lord, we need the money.
Yeah.
Right.
We really do.
So you guys are prepared and maybe even looking forward to going on the Kevin and Bean Show starting tomorrow without me, right?
Because if you win, you ghost us.
I ghost you, right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. You're cool with that, right?
Yep. We're cool with that.
Okay.
I'd miss you, Bean.
Thank you, Allie. How about now?
Nope. I'm good with you ghosting right now. Oh, please stop. It's the worst. Oh, it's getting louder.
I mean, are you just, like, really, like, filled up, like your bladder is just overflowing because you have to pee so much?
I gotta go pretty bad. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's chat for a while. What else is going on?
Jerry Seinfeld is doing a stand-up special for Netflix called Jerry Before Seinfeld. It's going to premiere on September 19th. The hour-long special is set in New York City's Comic Strip nightclub, and it's going to feature not only childhood videos, but he's going to show off the legal pads with every joke he has written since 1975.
He writes his jokes longhand, by the way.
I think most comics do. They just jot them down.
It's going to be a long special.
Yeah, it is, because he's told thousands of jokes over the years.
I don't think he's really going to go through
every
one? Joke. I don't think so. But if you've watched the trailers, it looks amazing.
It does look cool. And I'll tell you, one of the things I enjoyed about watching some of those teaser trailers, and I'm going to make this Showbiz Report as long as possible. Is that you can see the actual legal pad where he wrote a joke, and then you can see how he delivered it. You're listening to him deliver it, and you see the parts where he edited and changed it, and it really gives you an insight into the process about how he refines his jokes and makes them as good as they are. I mean, I think for comedy fans, this is going to be essential viewing.
Absolutely. Some birthdays today. Comedian Jay Moore is 47. Laker great Kobe Bryant is 39. Stroke singer Julian Casablancas is 39. And rapper Lil Yachty.
She's already out. She's Allie McKay in for Ralph. Anytime there's new Foo Fighters, it's a good day.
Amen.
It's 106.7 K-Rock KROQ, The Kevin and Bean Show at 9:36.
Allie's in for Ralph with the Showbiz Beat. One final look here on a Wednesday. What's going on?
Jim Jeffries, best comic touring today or best comic touring today?
He's pretty close to the best. I'm sorry, was that not an option?
It wasn't. It really wasn't, because he's the best comic touring
best
today.
There is, then.
Absolutely. I want to send a lucky listener to go see him this Saturday. It's Jim Jeffries, the Unusual Punishment Tour at the Terrace. Kids love Unusual Punishment.
They love that, and they love Jim Jeffries.
And they love the Terrace Theater in Long Beach.
Right.
It's the trifecta for these kids. The show is this Saturday. One lucky winner is going to get a pair of tickets to go see him. Again, it's this Saturday, Long Beach, Terrace Theater.
Jim Jeffries says no.
No, Jim, you say yes. We're going to give it to Caller 10. Call now.
Call 1-800-520-1067.
I love you.
Damn you, Dotto. Always cutting me off. All right, Caller 10. You're going to go see Jim Jeffries on Saturday. What were you going to press, Kevin?
We got a winner!
I hate you.
Oh, Nelly.
I didn't, though.
Right. You didn't. You right. stopped, and that's why I thought, all right, he didn't make a good decision on his own over there. I don't know this rapper, but he is now my favorite. You guys know?
Why?
Well, I'm going to tell you the story. Joey Badass. Have you ever heard of him?
I have heard of him. I don't know much about him.
I don't either. But here's the story. You guys remember the big event that happened in the sky on Monday?
No, I don't remember anything about it.
Oh, it was an eclipse, Kevin.
Oh,
yeah.
There was an eclipse?
It's a pretty, pretty
was that
big
on
deal.
The news?
It was on the news. You had to look for it. But this gentleman, Joey Badass, or as it's spelled, Joey Bada and then two dollar signs.
Sure.
Joey Badass. He tweeted, "Am I crazy for watching the eclipse today with no glasses? I've sun-gazed before and afterwards saw colors for a whole day. I didn't die, though." That's tweet number one. 46 minutes later, Joey Badass tweeted this. "This ain't the first solar eclipse, and I'm pretty sure our ancestors ain't have no fancy eyewear. Also pretty sure they ain't all go blind." Fast forward to today. He has tweeted, "Due to unforeseen circumstances, my Cleveland, Chicago, and Toronto shows on the Everybody Tour are canceled."
Yeah!
Is Joey Badass blind? Joey Badass.
I mean, that's pretty funny.
That can't be real, can it?
Can it be related? Or could it possibly just be a coincidence that he's canceling these shows after he stared at an eclipse?
Well, there was only one other tweet of his own saying something about a radio show he was going to do, and then two other retweets, and then this one. So he wasn't tweeting the whole time in between.
Why?
Well, because he might be blind. Is
Why?
The whole? Well, he looked at the sun.
Why?
He probably didn't think it would hurt him.
Why?
Well, it didn't hurt his ancestors.
Why?
Well, they didn't have any crazy eyewear either.
Why?
Well, because they didn't have it back then.
Why?
And they didn't go blind, so I guess he felt safe.
Why?
Well, because.
Why?
I'm out.
By the way, every parent has had that exact same conversation with a kid.
Absolutely. So I think we need to stay on top of this story.
Why?
I love that story. Shut up, Rodney.
Conspiracy Alley.
Yes.
Thinks he might have been canceling those shows anyway and thought, let me tweet about the eclipse. And then people will assume.
This is his cover.
That's a lame cover because it's sort of still his fault. He's still.
Oh, no, it's totally his fault.
Liable for whatever,
regardless.
Right?
Yeah.
Beer Mug, what do you think?
Turning around. Mm-hmm. Every now and then I get a little bit closer when I see a turner come around. Yeah. I mess it up.
Yeah. That was beautiful, though. It really was. Also beautiful. What are we going to do to replace those Confederate monuments, those statues that they're all taking down? What can we do to put in its place that is beautiful and maybe just a beacon of hope, a shining star in place of those monuments?
I give up.
Well, there's a petition right now. It's on change.org. It's created by a fan named Cassie Thibodeau. She's urging Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards to, quote, do the right thing. Replace the Confederate statues with an actual Louisiana hero.
What do you think of Thomas Jefferson? You like him?
That Louisiana hero? Britney Spears.
Why?
Well, she feels that Britney's been through a lot and she deserves the honor.
Why?
Well, she states that she's proven her strength of character by not only overcoming, you know, her mental breakdowns, but she's continually improving her life, and that's worth a statue.
Why?
She also has a ton of charitable endeavors that Cassie mentioned, so she just wants her as, you know, that statue. She's a real Louisiana hero.
Why?
And more than 1,200 people have signed the petition so far.
Why?
I guess they felt that it was a worthy cause, and they were in.
Why?
Well, maybe they think something should go in its place. It can't just stay empty.
Why?
I would smack the hell out of that kid if he was mine.
Bitch.
Oh, leave Brittany alone!
It's so true. It's so, so true. If you weren't around yesterday to hear what the Game of Thrones Season 7 Sunday Supersized episode is being called, it will be called The Dragon and the Wolf.
Ooh, I like that. Meow.
Kevin knows all about that.
He knows
exactly what that means.
Right.
Right?
Because the dragon,
mm-hmm.
spoiler alert,
yeah,
got killed by the god of light in a spear of ice.
Okay.
And then turned him into a zombie dragon.
So will that zombie dragon, like, shoot ice out of its mouth now instead of fire?
I don't have the answer to that. That's a good question.
Okay.
And is he fighting, what is it, a wolf?
The dragon and the wolf.
Is he fighting a wolf? Are there wolves on the show, Kevin?
Are they
You're
on
a Game of Thrones
size?
Expert.
Side or no?
What?
Are the wolves on the same side as the dragons?
No.
No?
I mean, you've
no,
seen
no.
One episode, you should
right.
know.
Yeah.
No, they're different sides. That's why it's versus.
There is no versus. It's the dragon and the wolf.
And. Mm. Yes, then.
All right.
I don't have any idea.
It will be the longest episode in the HBO drama's history, coming in at 79 minutes and 43 seconds. That's a long show.
I love it when shows do that. If you're really into a show and they really give you a long season finale, I love that.
But see, then it pushes back Ballers, which then pushes back Insecure, which then pushes back last week, today, tonight, this whole last week of stuff. What's that show called that I love and I watch last week, every Sunday?
Last Week Tonight.
So,
why?
Well, it pushes it back. It's 79 minutes instead of the usual 60. So
why?
I don't know. I guess they thought we got a lot to wrap up, so better make the show longer.
Why?
Because. Do you like birthdays? I do, too.
Sure.
Stone Temple Pilots guitarist Dean DeLeo is 56. Comedian Jay Moore is 47. Laker great Kobe Bryant is 39. Stroke singer Julian Casablancas is 39. And rapper Lil Yachty is 20. I'm Allie McCain.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, I agree. I'm Allie McCain for Ralph Garman. Welcome to Showbiz Pete.
Thank you, Allie. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free drive home starting at 5 p.m. here on K-Rock. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. It's Thursday. That means we check in with Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew is on a TV show tonight called The Hollywood Medium.
Yeah, he is.
And that means we've lost Dr. Drew.
I'm afraid so. He told us, we asked him when this was announced, what was going on. Because as a man of science, it doesn't seem like the type of nonsense he would participate in. But it sounds like he's been getting it from his wife for years.
Yeah.
And she's been talking about how much she loves Tyler, this medium guy. So I think to shut her up, he went on the show. So I guess we'll find out when we watched an ad on E! Whether or not he was at all impressed or surprised by anything Tyler had to say.
I think you'll be shocked. I think he's a believer.
You think so?
I do.
All right. We'll find out tonight.
We've got your Mayweather-McGregor pay-per-view tickets. We've also got Jim Rome talking sports and James Vanderbeek.
Yay.
James Vanderbeek in studio tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.